Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of the faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Renunciation of the World, Day 4. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many, and at the time for the banquet he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for all is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported this to his master. Then the householder in anger said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and maimed and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and there is still room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my banquet.'" From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. In the opinion of the world, a wise man is one with a keen eye to business, who knows how to turn everything to his personal profit without appearing to do so. He excels in the art of duplicity and well-concealed fraud without arousing suspicion. He thinks one thing and says another. Nothing concerning the graces and manners of the world is unknown to him. He accommodates himself to everyone to suit his end, completely ignoring the honor and interests of God. He manages to make a secret but fatal reconciliation of truth and falsehood, of the gospel and the world, of Christ and Belial. He wishes to be considered an honest man, but not a devout man, and most readily scorns, distorts, and condemns devotions he does not personally approve of. In short, a man is worldly wise who, following solely the leads of his senses and human reasoning, poses as a good Christian and a man of integrity, but makes little effort to please God or atone by penance for the sins he has committed against him. Renunciation of the World, Closing Prayers. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen.